Teresa is at the Oak West Women's Health Center in Dallas for a follow-up after having her second baby. KERA has agreed to identify the 16-year-old only by her first name. She is ready to talk birth control with Norma Dawson, a women's health educator.
The IUD is this one right here. And that one has no hormones, not gaining weight, no mood swing, and you can have that for 5 to 10 years.
This is because my mom doesn't want me to get them.
Oh, my mom doesn't want to get them.
Intrauterine devices, or IUDs, have gone from being dangerous in the 1970s to being hailed as the safest and best way to stop teen pregnancies by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But Teresa's mom said she shouldn't even consider it.
She said something about that. Sometimes people get pregnant and, like, the babies come with it, like, on their forehead or something.
Oh, because they're talking about...
Teaching teens about IUDs is clearly a work in progress. Teresa left the clinic without an IUD. She got 2 months of birth control pills, a handful of condoms and spermicide, and instructions to come back in for a shot of birth control after she's done breastfeeding her new baby. The problem with those birth control methods, according to physicians, is human error. IUDs and implants take that away.
The patient doesn't have to remember to take a pill or to do something for contraception purposes. And they last for years.
Dr. Moss Hampton is Texas chair of the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He practices in Odessa and said IUDs are selling like hotcakes. But there are huge barriers for patients without good insurance. IUDs cost about $800. And up until last year, the government would reimburse physicians much less. They'd lose $100 for every IUD they implanted.
The state of Texas is trying very diligently to expand coverage and to make these available to more of our uninsured and underserved patients.
Dr. Janet Riolini is chair of the Texas Women's Healthcare Coalition in Austin. She worked with state health officials and a drug company to try to get more women access to IUDs in Texas.
Texas Health and Human Services Commission did what I call a workaround, and it was announced last year. It began in August of 2014.
She says that now a physician can prescribe an IUD for a patient without losing any money.
The pharmacy ships the product for that patient to the doctor's office. So in about 3 days, usually, the patient can come back and have that device inserted.
Okay, it's a small workaround, but the payoff for Texas could be huge. Colorado started a program to make IUDs and implants more available to low-income women in 2009, and state officials say the teenage birth rate fell by 40%. Texas, on the other hand, has one of the highest teen birth rates in the country. Back at the Oak West Health Center in Dallas, the manager, Joyce Miller, sees a constant stream of women trying to avoid an unwanted pregnancy.
It's very busy. We are very, very busy.
They discuss many family planning methods in the clinic, from abstinence to hysterectomy. Right now, 9% of teenagers in Texas on birth control are using IUDs, according to the CDC. In Miller's clinic, teens are still highly influenced by the choices of their friends.
The women who are coming in making a decision for the first time, which is probably more our teenage, early 20s population, they're more likely to choose probably the patch or the pills. You know, that's still very popular with that age group.
Baby steps to make IUDs more affordable and accessible to teens can have economic benefits as well. For every dollar Colorado spends on long-acting contraceptives, it saves almost $6 in prenatal, delivery, and infant care costs. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.